This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, inshallah, in this course, I'm going to teach the book of Asbab al-Nuzul by Maulana Hamiduddin al-Farahi. Asbab al-Nuzul means the cause of a revelation. When the Quran was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ and his community, they did not have the full text. So, to look at that and connection and context, they used to get a few verses, you know, on certain occasions, and they used to understand the meaning. So how did they understand the meaning? They did not understand the meaning because they have got the full surah. They understood the meaning by the occasion. So the occasion tells you, that this is what Allah wants me to do. So that was very important for their community to understand the occasion and causes of revelation. So it helps them to understand the meaning of those things. Now in our time, we have got the book. So we can look in the context, beginning, connection. But is that enough? Not necessarily. Sometimes we also need to know those causes. So then we know when it was revealed, how it was understood by the Prophet and his companions, how they acted. If we know those conditions, it will help me also to develop my understanding of the Quran. So that's why the people always have been writing books on Asbab al-Nuzul, the causes of revelation. There's a book written by Al-Wahidi and other people, and also all the books of Tafsir, they discuss the code of revelation. Sometimes for the same verse, you find more than one code of revelation. Two, three, maybe even more than that. Sometimes you can find a code of revelation which is not right. It is just wrong. So this has been happening. So people always have been interested to understand what code means. So this has been discussed very nicely by Allama Imam Ibn Taymiyyah in his book Muqaddima fi Usul al-Tafsir. And he mentions the meaning of the code of revelation, two meanings. And that was very good explanation. So after that, everybody just copied it. Ibn Kathir, Suyuti, everybody copies that. Then Waliullah Dehlavi comes, Shahullah Dehlavi, he expands it a little bit more. But still, in the same way as Ibn Taymiyyah has done. Then Maulana Farahi comes and he develops the idea of code of revelation much better way, really. And his discovery is, it is not the code of revelation. It should be named Sha'anun Nuzul, the condition of the revelation. The condition is which the surah or the verse was revealed. Not one or two story, it's a whole condition. So that he wrote in his book Asbab al-Nuzul. But it is more complicated than that. So inshallah in this course, it's a very small book, but we'll learn first the ideas of the people before Maulana Farahi, the ideas of Ibn Taymiyyah, the ideas of Waliullah Dehlavi, and then we compare with what Maulana Farahi has, how he has developed to understand. Inshallah, this course will strengthen our understanding of the Quran, but at the same time also, this one important science of the Quran, Ulum al-Quran. Asbab al-Nuzul is one of the part of the Ulum al-Quran, so this should be understood properly. So that is our intention, inshallah, to teach you through this course.